Thank you. Well, I am going to suggest that all of you, and that includes the grown-ups, if you've got instruments, if you like to just put them on the floor for a moment, okay? We'll be able to use them again in a minute. It's an absolutely beautiful day, isn't it? It's lovely sunshine at long last. The daylight hours are getting longer. Spring is close. And Christ is risen. And despite all of that, despite all of that, it seems as if some people still walk about with the weight of the world on their shoulders. And the chances are, to be honest, that some of you will walk out of here. Hopefully I've got a bit of a, have I got a PowerPoint that starts now? Oh, excellent. And the chances are that some of you will walk out of here and feel that you have the weight of the world on your shoulders. But through Jesus, and because of Jesus, it can be a bit different. So if you like to just pose slightly like that, we're going to have a look at these rucksacks. Fred, you've got to carry that one a moment. I'll have the first rucksack. So, although he's making a fuss, really, about a really heavy weight, this one's not very heavy. I just wonder what we've got inside of it. So I'm going to have a look. So, on the label, it says, yesterday's mistakes. Chances are we can all think about yesterday's mistakes. We can all think perhaps about the things we said or didn't say or didn't do. And the chances are most of us can feel just a little bit depressed about some of the things that we say. I know on occasions I can manage to say things that are just a bit too close to the bone. But actually, because Jesus died on the cross for us, all these things that we have written on there have all been paid for. So, don't need that one anymore. So I think we can do away with that. It is finished. Jesus was on the cross. And that's what he said. It is finished. And finished is the same as paid in full. So Jesus has paid the penalty for all our sins, all those things that we've already been forgiven for this morning, all those things that we did then, chances are we'll carry on doing today and tomorrow. But Jesus has paid for those already. So, one less bag for you to go out with. Let's have a look at the next one then. Let's see if we can see what's in here. So, on the label we have today's problems. Okay, again, probably we've all got a few things that are concerning us. You know, it may be finance, it may be ill health, it may be work issues, it may be loneliness, it may be addictions, whatever those things, family, coming to lunch, whatever. We all have things that we're coping with on a daily basis. And because of Jesus' death and resurrection, let's have a look and see what we've got in here. I knew this wouldn't work. Ah, oh, brilliant. Let's see what we've got in here. So in here, we actually have some blank checks. Blank checks that have already been signed even. So, ready to cash them in. And the person who signed these checks is Almighty God. And he signed them. After his resurrection, Jesus told his disciples, wait and for them to wait until they were clothed with power on high. And that power, that's God's power. And God's power is working in each one of us. And he gives us the strength to do things. He gives us the gifts of the Holy Spirit to help us make decisions. And he develops the fruit in our life, which is the fruit of peace and patience and joy. And that's there, ready for each one of us to call on each day. So you can keep those, cash them in when you need. Excellent. Last rucksack. Let's have a look. Okay, actually, yeah, this one is a bit heavy. Probably not as heavy as making out. Feel better now? Brilliant. Okay. Let's have a look what it says on the label. So on the label it says, tomorrow's unknowns. And actually, what's making it a bit heavy? Absolutely, stones. Are they heavy? They're a bit heavy to carry about, aren't they? And the reality is, for each one of us, that we actually don't know what's around the corner. So when we do walk out of these doors, we don't know what's going to be happening for the rest of today, tomorrow, the weeks ahead. And life can be tough. If you're a Christian, it does not promise that life will be easy, because you're going to be in a battle. And so life can be tough. But even in the Old Testament, Joshua was promised that the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And that's still the case for each one of us who can call ourselves a Christian. In John's Gospel, Jesus tells his disciples, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever." And the Holy Spirit is with us wherever we are, whatever we're coping with, whatever we're dealing with on a day-to-day basis. And so although you don't need the rucksack, I'm afraid you still have to have those back. However, we have got a promise that somebody will help you. Off you go. So through Jesus' death and resurrections, our sins have been forgiven. They have been forgotten. We have all the gifts that we need to live our life to the full. And God is with us always. What more can we ask? Hallelujah. Christ is risen.